What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us, we will spin the category wheel, almost.
Yeah, it's almost there.
I mean, at this point, I'm just like, whatever. If we're even close, good enough.
We're counting. It's like horseshoes.
Like horseshoes. Or landing a plane. Maybe we didn't land on the runway, but nobody's dead. We don't care.
Right, it's upside down, but nobody died.
Exactly. So we'll spin the category wheel.
Yep, okay, thank you. I got you.
Then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, so far this year, our biggest dummy has been the lovely and talented James, who tried to join his high school band playing the shoehorn and found a way to answer 7 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Well, of course you can. Everyone else has. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy.
Be contestant to play Big Dummy. Call 206-803-ROCK. Like KISW on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send your emails to themensroom@KISW.com. All the challenges, away we go. Welcome to Season 20, Episode Number 4,280. What a large and a charged program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. The head chef is back. Ted's Meat and Potatoes. Again, an early jump on Stanwood, short of St. Patty's Day Parade Saturday with the Daily Mix Show at the Stanwood Hotel Saloon in Stanwood. It gets underway at 11, and you're celebrating St. Patty's Day on Ted's Meat and Potatoes.
First of all, it's Patty's with 2 D's.
Mm-hmm.
2 T's means it's like Patricia.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Just want to get that out there. And then, yeah, we're going to talk some traditional kind of American-Irish fare for St. Patrick's Day. A, I've been Googling them for a couple days as I'm going to make some stuff Saturday night. And B, it seems like a good topic. And
yes, then, it is.
You know, we might get into a couple Irish pubs around town, too. But, yeah, since St. Patrick's Day is on Monday, this is the weekend to go out and celebrate.
It's hard to have a bad time in an Irish pub.
It really is.
They always got a pool table. Some of them have darts, the ring toss game. You know, there's stuff to do. It seems like a festive environment. It feels a lot like, you know, an Irish pub can't be a new place. It can't be put in a bottle of one of these new buildings going into town. An Irish pub's got to be an old, established building. It's got to have some character to it. It's got to have a look about it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that little bit of time that we spent in Ireland, I'm like, look, man, we went around, we saw some things, right? We're in Dublin for like 12 hours. It was a layover. And I said, look, before we go back to the airport, I want to stop at an Irish pub. And we all agreed, like, fantastic idea. So the last thing we did was stop at an Irish pub, and it was magnificently disappointing because an Irish pub just looks like an Irish pub. I don't know what I thought I was going to see, but we walked in, and it looked like every Irish pub.
Yes.
And I'm like, why did I think it would be different? I'm in freaking Ireland, right. And we walked into the pub, and it is exactly what you think it's going to look like.
And they're all over the world, too.
Like, they are.
If you know people that travel for sports or stuff all over the world, like, it's a pretty safe bet you can go to an Irish pub.
Yeah. I went to one in Cape Town, South Africa when I went and saw my daughter.
Did it look exactly like every Irish pub?
Guinness on tap.
That's right. It is exactly the same,
it's
man.
It's the same stuff. There's sports stuff everywhere. There's all kinds of crests and, you know, different scarves and soccer flags and rugby flags and cricket flags up in this place because those are the two big sports in South Africa, rugby and cricket. But, yeah, I mean, soccer was on the entire time I was in there.
Which is not uncommon.
Yep. I mean, it was just an Irish...
It's an Irish pub.
It's an Irish pub. So we'll celebrate St. Patty's Day coming up with the head chef and Ted's Meat and Potatoes at 4:30. And today is the day we play the game Notice Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play. We spin the category wheel. You are either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. Holding steady as our biggest dummy of the year, that'd be James.
Which is amazing.
Took 8 questions to get one right. pretty well a decent start to the year as far as stupidity is concerned.
Usually we've hit like 15 questions deep by this point. Yep. So James, even though you are the biggest dummy, you're not super stupid.
That's right.
You're just the biggest dummy that listens to this show.
Every time we play Big Dummy, we like to do a men's room poll. The last time we played the game, we asked you if you could get something new, what would you like to have? And as we put the poll up for you every week, if you follow us on X at Men's Room Live, here are your results. The choices, by the way. You could get a new sex partner, you could get a new job, a new car, or a new town to live in. So basically, you can move someplace else, anywhere you want. And here's how the voting shook down. Coming in at fourth place, with only 12% of the vote, you said you would move to a new town.
Okay.
And if you live in the Pacific Northwest, yeah, you probably love where you live. You know, you wouldn't trade it for
anything
else.
Except Klamath Falls.
Except for 12% of you. Well, yeah, that's a good point.
Is that?
I guess you can consider that the Pacific Northwest.
Well, yeah, it is. It's absolutely in Oregon.
I know. Isn't it kind of high desert? It's not that that's not.
But it's still the Pacific Northwest. I know. Not the traditional climate and everything you picture, but I mean, it's all location.
Honestly, I think Klamath Falls is right about the cutoff of like getting into desert.
Yeah. I mean, is it more Carson City? Is it more Reno? Or is it more Portland?
Well,
Jesus Christ. As a Christ. Description of the place? Or
description of the place, or like there's trees and stuff. So you're not out to the Oregon Outback yet or any of that.
Okay. So 12% of you said a new town.
But it's like Reno, if Reno had a bad five decades.
All right.
As though it hasn't.
Third place. This one kind of shocks me. 23% of you said that you would take a new sex partner. Which means that 77% of you are happy with what you got.
They were listening when you called in.
That could be true, too. In second place, at 26% of the vote, you said you would take a brand new job. And overwhelmingly, if you could get anything new, 39% of you said you would take the new car. So that's how the poll shook out from last week. Now, this week on the poll, we're going to be talking about scars. Now, you have a scar, and you're going to need to explain this. Now, the thing is that not only are you going to have to explain how you got the scar, but, you know, physically, you're going to have to go through this.
Yeah, that's the thing. Because, you know, there's always the argument, like, hey, man, a shark bite, that's a great story. My argument to Mike this morning, though, I go, you're not wrong. It is a great story. Everyone will be invested in listening.
Yes.
But you also have the memory of being attacked by a freaking shark. So for me, I would rather not have that in my memory Rolodex. Yep.
And keep in mind, obviously, if you have a scar, you're alive. So you've lived through this encounter, no matter what it is. So it's not like it's life or death. It's just you're gonna survive. You just got to get through it. And if you get through it, then you can explain, hey, this is how I got my scar. All right? So we'll start right here at home in Bellevue, Washington. A series of alleged coyote attacks in Bellevue's Factoria neighborhood has prompted the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife to increase patrols in the area. On Tuesday evening, the patrol said a coyote bit a child on the hand. Now, the child was treated for the injuries at a local hospital and was released the same night. Officers...
And the coyote was waiting for him.
They did respond swiftly. They located and killed one coyote, while a second coyote escaped. They said their efforts are now ongoing to locate...
But when I do that in the city, I get arrested.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to locate the second one.
And so you know you got coyotes across the street from you, man.
Yeah. I know.
Mm-hmm. They believe that there are specifically just two of these guys running around, now just one. Now, earlier on Tuesday morning, a coyote attempted to bite children waiting at a bus stop. The coyotes tore clothing and tried to take one of the kids' backpacks. Adults then intervened, and the children left safely on their school bus. Just a day before, officers were informed of an incident from Friday, March 7th, where a coyote grabbed a student's backpack near Tyee Middle School. Another incident on March 7th, a coyote entered an open garage and bit a man on the leg. The man was treated for minor injuries, but no, we're not done.
Jeez, man.
March 6th, a woman was bitten on the leg by a coyote while sitting on her patio. It snuck up behind her and bit her on the back of the leg. She managed to escape indoors and was later treated for her injuries. Authorities believe the same coyotes are probably responsible for all of these incidents.
What do they think their deal is, man?
I don't know, but they advise residents to keep pets leashed, avoid walking them during early morning. I mean... If you are bit by a rabid coyote, let's assume these are rabid. Maybe they're not. I don't know. Does rabies take time to settle in? Or as soon as I go to the hospital, I'm treated. Does that rabies, if I take a test, does that show up? Or do I need to start just taking the shots?
I think they just give you the shot. I don't know a lot about rabies, but I don't think it takes long to start messing you up. Okay. Right? And that's what makes it so scary. Have you?
We read a story earlier today about a dog that bit him, a rabid dog bit a man in India. And they put him kind of in quarantine as they were trying to treat him at a local hospital. So, but as it was going on, his symptoms kept getting worse, and he basically lost his mind.
Yeah.
And he ended up taking a glass bottle and breaking it and ending his life in the cell because he was going crazy.
Because he had rabies.
From the fact that he had rabies.
That's why you don't want rabies. I had two coyotes in my driveway. It's probably about 2 years ago now, and I swear to God, man, it was one of those nights where it is super foggy outside, but all the fog's just on the ground. Take my dog out for a walk. It's about midnight. No big deal. But I'm turning to walk up the driveway, and then between me and my front door, about 20, 30 feet up, I just see a set of eyes. There's two sets of eyes, but I could not see what the animal was because the fog, it was just too thick. And I'm just like, you've got to be kidding me right now. Right. Like, I don't know what it is. You're between me and my door. I don't know what to think about this. But my dog, that's normally crazy, was dead calm about it. She just kind of stared him down, but she was dead calm. And I'm like, okay, if the dog is cool, I'm going to be cool. Now, that said, I did not feel cool, but I acted cool. But anyway, we started walking up the driveway, a little bit slower than normal. And the coyotes, basically, I saw their profiles when they turned to run away. And I go, okay, it was two coyotes. But I'm looking at my dog like, shouldn't that bother you on some level? Like, I don't know.
No, it's like a relative. I mean, it's like seeing your cousin at a family reunion.
Oh, you don't know my cousins, bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's weird, but you're related.
I guess. I mean, either way.
I mean, that's kind of the analogy I'm making. You know, you are related.
I don't think that's the case.
It's just weird to know that they are related to you because they're nothing like you.
Yeah, but I mean, they took off, and I'm like, okay, coyotes in the driveway. Yeah. Cool.
I've been bitten by a dog twice.
I mean, it'd be like seeing somebody from a foreign country in a dark alley. Like, we're both human, but, like, I don't know that dude.
Yeah.
I don't even know what he's saying.
Yeah, just look, man, chimpanzees attack gorillas, people attack each other, it doesn't matter.
Have you been, have you ever been bit by a dog? You would remember.
Yeah.
Like, legitimate bite, break skin, you would remember for sure. I have
no,
not.
No, I mean, just puppies, but I don't know that I don't know that I've ever actually been bitten by a dog. I mean, I've definitely had a dog kind of snap at me as I went at it wrong.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
But, yeah.
Incredibly,
I'm usually pretty good with dogs.
Incredibly painful. And if you have to go through rabies shots at the end of that, even more pain involved. Because I, from what I understand, those are not fun, and there are
they've
many
eased
required.
Up a bit. My brother, when he was delivering papers, man, I swear to God, he is a dog tooth magnet. So this dude was just getting bit. Everyone in the neighborhood would know these dogs. These dogs would play with any kid. My brother's probably the nicest guy out of any of us, but they would bite him. It didn't matter. I mean, dogs just bit him all the time, and he had to get rabies shots. And I remember, I never went to the hospital with him, but he always bitched. Because back then, you didn't have those flexible needles.
Right.
It was just a piece of steel, and he swore this thing was 12 inches long, so probably about 7 inches long. They put it in your ass, and, like, he couldn't sit down. So we'd sit down to eat dinner, and he's standing on one side of the table because he couldn't sit. Then we'd have to help him deliver papers because he couldn't even, like, torque his body to throw him up on people's front porches.
Right. Okay.
So based on his experience, I never wanted to be bitten by a dog. Not that most people do, but it just seemed like this is an everyday thing for him, man.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you this. It's painful. I've been bitten twice, and it just sucks.
Same dog?
No, different dogs.
Okay.
One was one of those little schnauzer, what the hell, terrier dogs?
Yeah.
My uncle's dog bit me, and then I got bit when I was running one time by a dog, but the dog just kind of nipped, but it still stung and hurt like hell. Now we have a woman who was bitten on the elbow by an alligator while she was boating in Florida. The woman was paddling in a kayak at Tiger Creek Canal in Polk County at the time of the incident on Monday, according to the Florida Fish and Wildlife. She was taken to a hospital in unknown condition to be treated for her injuries. A trapper was sent out to the scene and removed the alligator. The preserve is about 65 miles or so south of Orlando. They said that serious injuries from alligators are actually rare in Florida. They say to stay safe from alligators. They
stay out of the water.
Swimming only in designated areas during the day and keeping pets on a leash away from the edge of the water. So she's in a kayak. She got her elbows out. Alligator comes out of the water, bites her in the elbow.
All right.
She lives.
Probably look like a chicken wing to him.
But yeah, exactly.
Don't assault that woman's arms.
I'm just saying, you know, it's hanging out there. It's like, he's like, ooh, what's this?
Yeah. But,
oh, take a little bite.
She's I'm like an alligator. If you hold a chicken wing up, I might just bite it.
She's got a scar, I'm sure, but she was bit on the elbow by an alligator. That would be choice number two. It explains your scar. Choice number three. A woman in her 50s suffered serious leg injuries after she was attacked by a shark in Sydney South. Woman was airlifted to St. George Hospital in serious but stable condition. Paramedics did praise a group of bystanders who rescued the woman after she was attacked by the shark. The ambulance driver said the onlookers heard the woman screaming. They called 911. Then, even though she was being bit at the time, they jumped in, pulled the woman from the water, got the shark off of her, and got her on the rocks by the time the paramedics arrived. So the bystanders that assisted before they got there, absolutely remarkable, they said, basically saved her life.
Yeah, for sure.
All right? They made their way into the water, which I would say they knew was going to be a dangerous situation to assist her, but they did get her out of there. Now, the first aid that they supplied or applied was, according to the EMT, spot on and really laid a great foundation for the work that the EMTs were able to do to try and stabilize her. She suffered a major laceration to her right leg and some blood loss. Her condition was critical, but then paramedics were easily able to stabilize her and treat her for blood loss.
Okay.
So they fixed her up pretty quick. By the time she got to the hospital, she was in much better shape. She was able to tell the paramedics, though, that she felt a strike to the leg very unexpectedly with immediate excruciating pain.
Yeah, I would imagine that's exactly what it's like. You don't know what's going to happen. It hurts like a bitch, and you realize it's a shark.
So she was bit by a shark. She's fine. She didn't lose a limb. She lost some blood.
I like her saying, oh, she's fine.
I mean, she's still able to use her leg. She did not lose an appendage. She has a scar. Now, explaining the scar, your fourth option. One Tennessee man may be inclined to say that pit bulls might be a little trigger happy after his dog shot him as he laid in bed. Reports from the Memphis Police Department responded to an accidental injury call before dawn on Monday when Gerald Kirkwood informed them he'd been lying in bed with a female companion. A firearm was in the bed with him when his one-year-old pit bull, Oreo, suddenly jumped up to join them.
No.
Cops say that Oreo apparently got his paw stuck in the gun's trigger guard, squeezed too hard, and made the gun go off, which caused a bullet to go through the top of Kirkwood's left thigh. He was hospitalized in non-critical condition, while the woman is said to have taken the gun with her when she left the residence. I'm out of here. Police say they found one spent shell casing on the front room floor when they searched nearby. The couple didn't...
It'd be the weird if that dog pumped around.
Yeah, I was going to say, how many shell casings should there be?
Couple then spoke to Fox 13 about the incident, where the woman, ID'd as Kirkwood's girlfriend, described Oreo as a playful dog who likes to jump around and stuff like that. The pair now say they'll be extra careful about making sure their guns are kept more safely.
You're not laying in bed with it?
Keep the trigger lock on, she says. I don't know why she said that. Apparently it was her gun and she did not. The Guardian does note that since 2019, unintentional firearm injury has been the most typical form of gun injury in the United States. Believe it or not.
Huh.
So you could be shot by your dog. That explains your scar.
All right.
So you're going to take a bullet to the thigh, but either way, you live. Everything's fine. So our men's room poll.
That's a bad way. Like, I don't know. If I'm going to get shot, it's got to be better than just the dog shot me.
Well, you'd rather be shot by a person.
Yeah.
I would not.
Be a better story.
It's a better story, but it's the memory, man. That's the whole thing. Stories are one thing, but if you're telling the truth, you got to relive the moment. So my thought is, look, man, I just had sex with a broad. Right, because we're laying in bed. I'm assuming that's the case. Or maybe we were going, whatever the deal is, my dog jumped in bed, fired the gun, and shot me. It's stupid, but to me, that's a better memory than, yeah, this brother wanted to kill my ass, you know what I mean, took a shot and just didn't get it.
The more I think about it, I'm just trying to wonder, did they have sex? Had they gotten to that point yet? Because just knowing how you move around on the bed and everything else, I would not keep a loaded firearm on the bed during coitus.
But they're laying in bed anyway. I would think if you're laying in bed with a loaded gun in the first place, you're probably not thinking about it when it's time to have sex.
Okay. So there's two ways.
You shouldn't be laying in bed with a loaded gun.
You're already laying in bed with a loaded gun, so it tells me you're not doing a whole lot of thinking on that.
Either way, you're either, you have to explain the scar, because everyone asks, man, how did you get that scar? So you're going to have to go through the situation to get the scar. Mm-hmm. So he might be like, dude, it'd be so cool to be telling everybody I got bit by a shark.
Like I said, you really want that memory?
Would it be cool?
Like I said, the story is cooler than the memory, but you have to live every day with the memory.
Right. So bit by a coyote, bit by an alligator, bit by a shark, or shot by a dog. I think I'm going to go bit by an alligator.
All right.
Just simply because, like, when you look at an alligator's teeth, they do have an amazingly big jaw, but their teeth are not as sharp as a coyote's teeth or a shark's teeth.
But they got more of them and much more mouth coverage.
Correct.
And a tougher bite.
Right, but they're, exactly.
Pound per pressure, I'm saying.
Correct. Right? But they have rounded teeth.
Yeah.
So, to me...
But wouldn't... Look, it's worse to cut yourself on something dull than it is something sharp, right? You cut yourself on something sharp, sometimes you didn't realize you did it until you see, like, blood on the cutting board or something. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, damn. When it's a dull knife, like, the whole process sucks.
The woman was able to kayak to shore and get herself to the hospital. So, whatever blood loss there was, it wasn't significant enough for her to pass out.
Right. It's not like a shark bite.
So, with the shark, yeah, I mean, you're bleeding out.
Well, I feel like with the...
Based on the bite alone.
With the gator, it's more like, they're going to crush bones, but it's not so much about blood loss. Where the shark, like, man, it's... Blood loss typically is what kills people in a shark attack.
Right. That's why I'm taking the alligator. Huh? Because I still think it's got a cool element to it.
It does. It does.
But as far as, like, dude, man, an alligator got a hold of my elbow, man.
But would you ever go kayaking again? That's my thing.
Not in Florida. I would never go kayaking in Florida now.
In the first place,
right,
yeah.
Exactly.
I'm taking bit by a shark.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Why?
Again, just for the story.
Just for the story.
What about the pain?
And the blood loss and all the...
Pain is temporary, Miles.
Okay. All right.
But the story of, like, yeah, you like that scar, honey? Got bit by a shark.
In Australia.
Fought him off.
You're right. It's a badass story.
Yeah.
It is. I just... Living through the event, like, not cool, man.
No, because people are swimming out after you, man. They're dragging your ass in. Next thing you know, you got a tourniquet on you or whatever.
I'd make people start calling me shark, too.
I call you shark bait.
No, you call me shark, no, man. Shark I got bit bait. By a shark.
Shark Smith.
Sharks in the shark bar.
Shark. I'm getting shot by my dog.
You're getting shot by the dog.
Because it's stupid. At least I can giggle about it. I mean, really, that's it, man. Like, look.
Just hear me out.
You guys,
Thrill, every time I walk into the bar now.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody
sharks.
Else. See?
Right.
Sharks here.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Chop, chop.
Do you guys, do we know?
Underdog. That'd be my nickname.
Do we personally know? I know we used to work in the same building with a guy that got stabbed. We were able to have a conversation with him about that. I don't know that I've known anybody who has been shot.
I have known a lot of people that have been shot. But that was predominantly in Baltimore, not here.
Yeah, but how did they explain the pain?
Burning.
Burning. Ow. They said, you know, so you picture the size of a bullet. And the way I've heard it, most of the guys agreed anyway. It's like someone took a sledgehammer that's 10,000 degrees. So I said, you know, the bullet, no matter how small it is, wherever it hits, like that entire, someone shoots you in the shoulder, like, dude, you feel the pain down to your ankles. All right. So, like, someone took a big ass sledgehammer.
Wow. Okay.
And they said it's more of a burning sensation. And then
that's what I've always heard.
When that kind of subsides, then it's the pain you'd expect being shot is.
Right.
But I guess the initial thing.
But you're still
is,
taking being shot by the dog.
Well, now that I've said that out loud, I don't know. Right?
That
I mean, now that you're like, God damn, right. That is awful, man.
That's why I don't know anyone who's been shot. I can't.
Yeah.
Pain is part of this equation.
By the way, if you want to hear something messed up, we're talking about coyotes and all this. So a couple of different people have said this. Do not let your dog play with the coyotes. So the coyotes will act friendly. Hence, my dog was not nervous. And then they take your ass out to the rest of the pack and rip your dog apart. That explains why my dog was calm, because I'm sure the coyotes are trying to emote like,
well,
nah,
they
dude.
Yelp like that, too. And the coyotes are so slick. They use yelps like it's a dog in pain.
Right.
So a lot of dogs just go, oh, I got to help that other dog. And then when you get out there, they surround you and attack your dog.
And we got a texter said symptoms from rabies can take a long time to show. At that point, it's too late. That's why you need to start treatment regardless.
So if I can tell you have rabies, you're going to die.
Mike, what are you taking?
I'll go with the gator. I think that's a cool one. See if I can rip a tooth out and then wear that thing around my neck.
Okay.
And then you are very confident. Yeah, he hates
Before
the university.
Before I let him let me go.
He hates the gators. He hates Florida. He hates everything about it. I just don't want to be that guy like, man, that's a nasty scar. What's that from?
I got bit by a coyote while I was sitting on my desk.
Oh, that's the worst one.
I was roasting a marshmallow and he snapped at me.
So our men's room poll explained the scar. Will it be bit by a coyote, an alligator, a shark, or shot by a dog? Vote now if you follow us on X at Men's Room Live.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Mighty 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
All is live on the free Odyssey app. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK from the Pinky's Plumbing Studio. You're in the men's room.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK. Steve, who is our first contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Mitch. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hola. Hola. Mitch, are you on Team Sober or Team Not Sober?
I am sober. I'm driving to West Virginia from work.
Where are you working that you're driving to West Virginia?
I work in D.C.
Okay. What are you going down to, Charlestown?
So I live in Martinsburg. I work in Arlington.
Oh, all right. Well, that's not a bad commute. Okay, our men's room poll.
Trying to get in and out of Arlington is. That's got to be the case.
Can you take the train?
No. I wish. It's just too long.
All right. Okay.
It's not fast enough.
All right, Mitch, explain the scar. Is it because you were bit by a coyote, bit by an alligator, bit by a shark, or shot by a dog?
I'm going to go coyote, even though I have to take the rabies shot, just because a shark and alligator can pull me underwater, which I don't like, and I feel like a shark is going to give me PTSD the rest of my life.
Oh, well.
I can't enjoy any movies or anything like that, you know?
All right.
All right, we'll see what you did there. All right, Mitch, here's your coyote question. I don't know if you knew this, but at sundown today, Holi begins. H-O-L-I. What religion celebrates Holi? Jewish, Muslim, Hindu, or Orthodox Christian?
I'm going to say Hindu.
One and down, man.
Freaking
nice
down.
Job.
All right, hang on before we let you go. 50
right,
50 questions.
It's Ramadan right now
For Muslims?
For Muslims.
I did not realize that. Miles just brought up Holi today, and we're both like, what the F is... He goes, at sundown today, Holi starts. And we're like, I don't know what that is. Basically, it is the Festival of Colors celebrating the approaching spring.
Yeah. I was looking at the calendar that we have on our desks, and I'm like, what holiday is this? I've never heard of it before.
Me neither. So I had to Google it. All right, before we let you go, here's your question. Yes or no, can groundhogs climb trees?
No.
Yes, they can, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Apparently, they can climb trees very well, and they can swim very well.
I believe the swimming part.
Yeah, the swimming I get, but yeah, apparently groundhogs, they can climb a tree.
Well, the groundhog is the same thing as a woodchuck.
Woodchuck, whistle pig.
Almost, got to be related to the beaver, too, right?
Or maybe not.
Maybe not.
Know.
Maybe not.
I don't know.
Man, I had some whistle pig last week. Delicious.
The whiskey.
Correct.
That is a very good whiskey with a fantastic name.
Will certainly be at.
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola. Matt, are you on Team Sober or Team Not Sober?
Team Sober today.
All right, Matt, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, Paul.
Thank you.
Explain the scar. Is it because you were bit by a coyote, an alligator, bitten by a shark, or shot by your dog?
Gotta be shot by my dog.
Okay.
Do you have a dog?
I do.
And if it shot you, do you really think it's an accident?
Probably not.
Okay. All right, Matt, here's your question. Who sang the theme song to the Bond film For Your Eyes Only?
Was it Carly Simon?
Not a bad guess.
No, Sheena Easton.
Sheena Easton, yes.
That's right.
Oh, no kidding.
Mm-hmm.
For Your Eyes Only.
All right, your question. What princess was traditionally called Badr al-Badur before Disney renamed her for a movie? Badr al-Badur. Then Disney renamed her for a movie.
Just think about it. Think about a Disney princess.
Mm-hmm. Who might likely be named Badr al-Badur. Once you hear the name, you go, makes sense.
Was it Tatiana?
Jasmine.
Jasmine, that is correct.
From Aladdin.
Yeah.
You don't see as many flying carpets these days.
I feel like when I was a kid, that was a big thing. Like all the cartoons, anything. Like a flying carpet was the way to go. All right, your question. From the band U2, David Evans is better known by which nickname?
Mm-hmm.
The Edge.
You got it. That's it.
What is Bono's real name?
Brian Houston.
That's right. Brian Houston.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Call me Bono.
Hello, Brandon. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. Brandon, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right. Welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, Brandon, explain the scar. Is it because you were bit by a coyote, an alligator, a shark, or shot by your dog?
I'm going to have to go with getting shot by my dog.
Shot by your dog.
Do you have a dog?
Two dogs.
You have two dogs. Which one do you think would be more likely to shoot you?
Probably the German Shepherd Malinois. Okay.
What are your dogs' names?
We got Atlas and Millie.
It would be better to be shot by Millie.
Really? Why?
Millie, she's an 11-year-old Chihuahua mix of some sort. So that would be interesting.
I just think it'd be Millie shopping.
I like Atlas. Because up until you explain that it's a dog, it sounds like it's badass.
What did you do to Millie?
You don't want to know. See, that sounds bad. All right, your question. Which farm animal produces the largest litters?
Which litters? I'm going to go with pigs.
Yeah, it is pigs.
Yeah, they average 10, but it can go up to 20.
Damn.
Yeah, that's a lot of pigs. That's a lot of bacon.
It's a lot of suckling.
All right, man. All right, true or false question for you.
How many nipples does a pig have then?
You don't want to know, dude. All right. I'm going to guess 6, but I don't know.
I'm gonna
maybe 8. If you have that big of a litter, right, you need
that's
more
what I'm
nipples.
Saying.
So,
if are you want it, Ted?
If you,
I'm on it.
How many nipples? What do you think, Brandon? How many nipples do you think a pig's got?
I say a pig's got 10 nipples.
I'm going to go 8. Even yours makes more sense.
I say go a full dozen.
Oh, wow. Pigs typically have 12 to 14 nipples.
Damn it.
Although the number can vary from 6 to 32.
32?
Nipples?
Yeah.
No wonder there's so many nipples in your bacon.
Wow, man. I put a ring on a couple of them.
Yeah, no.
Hook them up, man.
All right, Brandon. Here's a true or false question for you. True or false, Pringles are only 70% potato.
I'm going to say false.
Do you want to know the
they're
percent?
They're less
of potato?
Percent potato.
They are 42% potato, 58% don't ask.
Don't ask.
Yeah, so a Pringle. And look, I love Pringles, but I read that today and I'm like, this is 42% potato. Not even half of it.
If a pig has 30, could have 30 nipples, this explains nipple bacon.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
That's why it shows
makes
up so much.
Complete sense.
It just depends on the pig that's getting butchered. So I think if I'm a butcher and I get one of these 32 nippled pigs, it's like, look, I tried my best, man. But it's going to be in your bacon.
Mm-hmm. Seems like there should be a de-nippling machine.
A de-nippling machine? Dude, you might have $1 million idea and don't even know it.
Yep.
Right? So the butchery's like,
it's a knife. Just cut it off.
Just scoops it right out.
I don't know, man. I'd rather have a de-nippler than
but
say,
we've
hey.
Already had people who've called in who've gotten road rash from an accident.
Yeah, and their nipple.
And lost their nipple. But the nipple grew back.
I don't know that the nipple grows back, man.
But
I think
said
if you
the
lose
nipple
your
grew
nipple,
back.
I think it depends on the extent of your nipple damage, right? I think if you just kind of split it open or whatever, but I think if it road rashes off, I don't think you get a nipple back. I'm not 100%.
Well, that's why you need 30 of them.
You're Googling it now, right?
I am.
Because
okay.
They do not grow back.
No, nipples, while made of skin, do not regenerate or grow back.
Yeah, if you lose your nipple,
right, you lose your nipple, you lose your nipple.
Yes, if you lose your nipple,
you can
you
get
lose
a fake nipple.
You can get fake nipples.
You get a tatted nipple.
Like a prosthetic nipple.
Yeah.
Well, a friend of mine, she just got the double mastectomy thing. And she actually asked my advice. She's like, it's just weird to look at a bald boob. So I'm thinking about tattooing nipples on there. And I said, look, if it makes you more comfortable, do that. But since you're asking me, I'm like, this gives you the opportunity for creative license. So I thought maybe one smiley face, one frowny face.
Or a star on one side.
Right.
I met a woman on a flight once who had the same thing.
Right.
So she was like, but I tattooed nipples on them after I got the boobs put on.
Right.
And then she was like, me and my buddy were like, that is super interesting. She was like, yeah. She was like, you guys want to feel them? And I remember my buddy reaching over and I went, no, 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 no.
No.
And he goes, what? I go, we're on a plane.
He's going to grope this woman.
Yeah. Jeez, and he's like, she's like, I don't mind. I said, I don't care if you mind. Just anybody looks over this aisle.
And you're sticking your hand. On-
right. You're sticking your hand up her shirt. Like, we're going to get trouble.
I'm never flying to Alaska again.
But wait. If you said, look, man, she asked me, do you want to feel
it's
them?
Not, you can't
it's not
in
that.
Public. You couldn't do it at a restaurant.
Your wife could say, hey, do you want to touch my boob on a plane?
Yes.
But if the flight attendant walks by, they're going to go, what are you doing?
Touching her boo. I'm doing exactly what you think I'm doing, but she asked me if I wanted to touch him. The answer is yes. She's like, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
I ain't going out like that, homie.
Hey, all right, man, suit yourself.
That's not how shark rolls.
I have been on a lot of flights, and I've never just had a woman say, do you want to touch my breasts? And depending on the woman, there's a good chance I'm going to say yes.
Oh, she was attractive.
Okay,
it was
hold on.
Crazy.
Touching someone's breasts on a plane without their consent is considered sexual
without
harassment.
Their consent,
is without their consent.
But she gave consent.
I know that. That's what I'm saying. It's not
show
the same.
More.
All right, show more. What if you get consent?
Right?
I mean, I think
it's not, like, a great look. I understand that.
I would just think, like, hey, wait till we land. I'll meet you in the terminal, and then I'll fill up your breath.
See, now you just made it creepy.
Kicked out of the airport.
You just made it weird.
How's that weird?
The woman's offering for you to touch her breasts because of all the stuff she's been through. And it's like, if you're going to do it, just do it. But if you said, hey, I'll tell you what, man.
But
all
right, go
meet
the route,
me at baggage claim. It's like,
nobody seated in the row across from me. In the back of the plane, maybe.
So if you're sitting in the back.
But Ted's right, though. If an attendant walks by and you're just groping this chick.
Well, wouldn't you look around first? I mean, I'm not just going to go.
I was just like, this is a bad idea.
But what if they roll the card up from behind you while you're feeling her boobs?
Again, you got to picture, even in Mike's scenario, now we've deplaned. Just people just don't know if we know her. And then there's two of us just in an airport touching boobs.
Well, Mike's going to meet her somewhere later at the airport.
We're going to be at baggage claim waiting for our bags anyway. I'm going to touch her fun bags.
You think and then that's I'm better? Leave. You think that's better? Baggage claim.
Yes. Fun baggage claim.
Because then I'm going to leave.
Fun baggage claim.
After I touch, I'm going to be like, all right, peace. And I'm going to leave. They don't get to kick me out.
So you don't touch them until your bag has arrived. Because if you're at SeaTac, you're there for an hour.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're just waiting to touch her boobs. So that to me is creepy.
I'm asking him more questions.
Okay, why is fun size small then?
This is fun.
No, I mean, fun size should be like a giant candy bar.
Fun size is whatever you want it to be.
That's king size.
No, I want fun size.
I mean, I get what king size is, but it's a lot more fun the bigger the thing is. Whether it's boobs or a candy bar, like this is going
to
be
if
fun.
If I said I got a bed, a new mattress, and it's fun size, to me that's a big-ass bed.
Right? It's a water bed.
But with candy, it's got to be fun size. It's like, I'm not eating a whole candy bar. It's just a little fun size. It's a
fun size. I think they do that so the kids don't get pissed when you hand them that teeny, tiny-ass candy bar.
All right, what if a woman said you have a fun size penis.
Right.
I'd be insulted.
Would you? I don't know.
Really?
I don't want a fun size penis, man.
Why not? It's fun.
I know, but you're still equating it to something smaller. If she says you have a king size penis, like, there's no question. You go, cool.
Thank you. If she looks at my penis the same way that she does a small dog, like, it's still a compliment, but it makes me feel bad.
She didn't say cute, though. She said it's fun size.
Would you be insulted if she called it cute?
Yes. You got a cute weenie.
So, if she said it's fun size, you have no problem. It's just your penis is cute.
She goes, your penis is fun size, and I enjoyed the ride.
Feeling okay. Good. But you added something that we did not have in this initial discussion. Right. But if she said your penis is cute, you would take that wrong.
If you have a fun size candy bar, do you enjoy it?
Yes.
I don't. It's not enough.
I disagree with
that. It should be unfun.
It's still fun, but you want more candy bar.
No, it's not fun
That's
at all.
That's the whole thing. Is that if
the fun is eating six of them.
The fun is eating a whole candy bar.
The fun is keep having fun.
It's like, right, I go through this all the time at restaurants. It's like one burger or three sliders.
I have that same decision to make a lot.
Yeah.
Okay,
does that make the slider better than the burger, though? Would you prefer, like, I'm going to give you a slider or a burger? What
it's
do you want?
Just the, well,
burger.
Yeah. Correct.
But if you offer
but
me three
sliders. But that's a fun size burger.
We don't have three sliders, Ted. We got one slider.
It's fun size burgers. We don't do sliders. Exactly. We have fun size burgers.
If she sees and goes, aw, it's fun sized, I'm insulted.
What about cute?
I'm insulted.
Really?
And they're both positive
Would you
things.
Rather they say you have an ugly penis?
No.
You have a big ugly penis or you have a cute fun size penis?
I prefer
Which
the
one
truth. I am not sporting much.
An ugly, tiny penis.
That's right.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's the right size. That's what you say.
That's the right size.
It fit. Yeah. Sometimes a small fun size tool fits that engine correctly.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
You know.
You know what? There's a wrench that fits every bolt out there, okay? Right. You go to the toolbox, and sometimes you grab the biggest wrench you can. It doesn't fit.
So I have a metric penis.
There you go.
Not standard. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Tom, are you on Team Sober or Team Not Sober?
I am sober. I'm driving.
All right, Tom. Welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll, you have to explain the scar. Is it because you were bit by a coyote, bit by an alligator, a shark, or shot by your dog?
I would say an alligator because I'm playing golf. My ball went into the little pond. I went in to get it, and an alligator bit me. And I took his hand, he took my hand like Chubbs. So they're going to call me Chubbs.
Oh, you want your hand to be missing, too.
All right. You're going full all Tom, four, man.
That's the end of your golf game.
I thought I was supposed to give a story.
No, I mean, you can.
That is a good story. Yeah. How'd you lose your hand?
Listen, Chubb, shark's got you, man. I like it.
Talk to my buddy Shark down there. All right, Tom, here's your question. What was the first Major League Baseball team to play in a stadium with a fully retractable roof?
Man, I know the Astrodome was the first domed one. Fully retractable? I'm going to say the Mariners.
Oh, wait,
Blue Jays. The Blue Jays. Ted, you're on it, man. The
Blue Jays.
Oh, you were pointing north.
I was pointing north.
Okay.
They never opened that thing.
Sometimes I open it on Canada Day.
Okay.
But it's so old that it takes a long time to open that roof.
I'm with you, Steve. I'm like, Vancouver doesn't have a team.
Yeah, he's pointing north.
Well, right. But
Canada, you need to point northeast, Ted.
But Canada only has one team. They're all Blue Jays fans.
No kidding. All right, your question. How much money do you start a game of Monopoly with?
You start with $1,500, I do declare.
You do declare.
Nice job.
I never remember that one.
There have been retractable arenas, but they never made any sense.
Not an arena, no. I mean, so, what happens in an arena where you'd want to retract?
Well, first of all, like Sacramento, they have a retractable roof on their basketball arena. So that's how they shoot the light up into the sky. Don't they? Isn't that inside? Don't they open up the roof and shoot that light out from the inside of the where the Kings play?
I just don't know why an arena would need a retractable roof.
Well, they have them. Like the old igloo in Pittsburgh, the only thing
they didn't have a pro basketball team.
They only had a hockey team. But you could open up the roof, which doesn't make any sense because hockey's in the winter. They would open it up occasionally for a summertime concert. But that was it. So it's like,
I don't understand the motivation for that.
All right, so where the Mariners play, T-Mobile Park.
Yeah.
Would you if that roof is over it, would you call that a dome?
No, I know what you mean, but to me, a dome is stationary. No. A retractable roof is
right.
A retractable
roof. My brother, my sister-in-law, and my niece were out here last summer. It was raining. We went to a game, and they were like, "We've never seen baseball in a dome." And I kept saying, "You're not in a dome,
right?
Because it's still open air,
right? Correct.
It has a
correct.
Roof. Correct.
Yes, yes."
Yeah.
You know, that's the settlement to the argument right there.
Exactly.
More Big Dummy on the way, 206-803-ROCK.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.